This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Wild out there, folks. It's wild in Trump land. The liberals are going nuts over illegal immigration, going nuts. They've never in their lives cared when a police officer is killed in the line of duty, never. And that police officer's children will never see their daddy again. And so many police officers killed by illegal aliens, they don't care. They've never cared about angel moms and angel dads, meaning their kids were murdered by illegal aliens. And they'll never see their kids again. That's not forced separation for a week or a month or a year. It's forced separation for life. You know how many people are in this country who were murdered by illegals? And not one Democrat's ever said a word. They've never said a word about a soldier in the military killed who never sees his mom and dad again. But they care so much about an illegal alien who's taken away from their parents. Even though Obama did the exact same thing. It's a red herring. It's the biggest BS in the history of America. But it's perfect for the fake news media. It's perfect for the fake news Hollywood elite. It's the perfect story to try and distract you from what's really going on. The Democrats are falling apart. Trump's popularity has never been higher. Trump and the GOP winning big. Everything going great. And so they've got to come up with something to distract you from the biggest story in America of the FBI scandal and the DOJ scandal. And Trump's winning at the border, but they need to distract you. They can't let you believe that Trump is winning at the border and that the economy is doing better because we're keeping illegals out of this country and forcing business owners not to hire illegals. Therefore, our salaries are going up. Everything's going well because of Trump's continued push against illegal immigration. But liberals can't have you knowing that. So they got to bring up something that tugs at your heartstrings. The children. Oh, the children. Play the violins. The children. Oh, my God. You don't care about children of cops. Never been a Democrat in history that's given a damn when a cop dies. And his kids never see him again. Never been a Democrat in history that gives a damn when a soldier dies. When a Navy SEAL dies. Never even a Democrat that gives a damn when every weekend 20 people die on the streets of Chicago. All of them black. And they don't care. They only care about illegals who aren't even supposed to be in the country. Guess what? If there was a wall, they wouldn't be in the country. They wouldn't be getting separated. You've made my argument for a wall. That's all you've done. You've made my argument for a wall. If there's a wall, you don't get in. If you don't get in, we're not separating children from their parents. But the reality is, children have been separated from their parents by Barack Obama and before that. And it was worse than that, and the media didn't care. This is the scandal. The media never just makes up stories. They just only apply it to one side. Don't you understand? They don't pay any attention. They do no investigative reporting against Democrats, only against Republicans, only against Trump. And so when the Obama administration does the same thing, they don't show the photos of children in a cage. They only show it when Trump is president, as if it never happened under Obama, but it did. Look at this headline in conservative media. You won't see it in the regular mainstream media. Obama administration placed children with human traffickers. Democrats said nothing. Democrats used Father's Day to repudiate the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy towards illegal aliens. The anti-Trump lawmakers took to social media to pile on. This is a setup, man. This is such a setup, it's unbelievable. How do you know it's a setup? Because Michael Avenatti, the porn star lawyer, who's losing millions of dollars in debt, who's going to go bankrupt, who's so far in debt, it's mind-numbing, who's been, literally, his whole law firm's basically been awarded to a former lawyer that worked for him. $10 million penalty, couldn't pay the guy. Michael Avenatti shifts gears from stripper porn star to separated migrants. Of course he does. These are the talking points being distributed to Hollywood celebrities, to politicians, and even to porn stars and their lawyers. Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti, has found his new gig offering to represent illegal immigrants separated from the children at the U.S. border. According to a Sunday night tweet followed by an appearance on MSNBC's AM Joy, if anyone knows of a parent that had their child taken away from them at the border and not returned, please have them contact me as I'm entering this fight. This outrageous conduct must be brought to an immediate end. And that's from Michael Avenatti. Wow. Avenatti, whose estranged wife testified, he threatened to have them both arrested as their son will be placed in child protective custody, is now a full-fledged social justice warrior. We're sure he can point to all the separated migrant families he helped under Obama when the kids were put in actual cages, and that this isn't some shameless publicity stunt to land more time on CNN. Wow. Isn't that amazing? This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. So the Obama administration placed children with human traffickers, and Democrats in the media said nothing. Here's Chris Murphy, Senator of Connecticut. This Father's Day, I can't help thinking about the children being separated from their parents by the Trump administration. It's time for Congress to pass the Keep Families Together Act to put a stop to this inhumane policy. Add your name if you agree. Senator Bob Menendez, oh, he's full of morality. Isn't he the guy that traveled to the Dominican Republic to have sex with underage girls, allegedly? This Father's Day, the Trump administration is choosing, all caps, choosing, to forcibly separate children from their parents who are legally seeking asylum. I repeat, there's no law requiring this. Happy early Father's Day to those who didn't have our kids ripped away from us by the new Donald Trump family separation policy, said Ted Lieu. Our kids, these are our kids now. But they said nothing during the Obama presidency when kids who were caught crossing the border were subjected to volatile detention and horrendous trafficking. A Senate investigation report ignored by the mainstream media revealed the Obama administration neglected to protect thousands of Central American children who surged across the U.S. border since 2011, subjected them to traffickers and abuses. They placed children with human traffickers. According to the 56-page investigative report released in January 2016, the Office of Refugee Resettlement and HC, the Department of Health and Human Services, failed to properly vet government-approved caretakers who claimed the children, placed children in homes without visiting the locations, permitted the adults who claimed the children to obtain custody of multiple unrelated children, and ignored serious trafficking indicators. The children were placed in the homes of government-appointed caretakers, and not only did the agency fail to provide any oversight of the children's well-being, but allowed the adult sponsors to prevent caseworkers from providing them post-release service. Wow. The report details 30 instances of unaccompanied children that have been trafficked because of Obama administration's lax policies and procedures. After authorities in July discovered several Guatemalan 18 boys were being held captive in a decrepit trailer in Marion, Ohio, by traffickers, Senator Rob Portman, Republican of Ohio, initiated an investigation into the welfare of unaccompanied, undocumented minors. The boys were forced to work in an egg farm. They were among the 125,000 unaccompanied minors who have flooded into the U.S. since 2011 to escape socialist unrest in South America. Another Guatemalan was placed with a sponsor who forced him to work at least 12 hours a day to pay off a $6,500 smuggling debt, which the sponsor later increased to $10,009. A boy from El Salvador was permitted to live with his abusive father despite explaining to the caseworker he was regularly hitting him with an electrical cord. When the boy alerted authorities in September, his father forced him to work all day for a post-release caseworker discovered the boy starving, malnourished, and imprisoned in a basement. Democrats used images of children in detention to attack Trump as inhumane until they realized the images were taken in 2014 when Obama was president and migrants flooded the border because of Obama's migration-friendly policies. Breitbart's Brandon Darby had documented the conditions child illegal immigrants endured when Democrats were in control of the White House. Wow. And they're all pictures of children in cages. So Michael Avenatti, where were you then? Where were you then? White House Deputy Press Secretary says Democratic policies put drug cartels and child smugglers in business. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley joined Fox and Friends on Monday to discuss the uproar Democrat media hysterics over the detention of illegal children. He put the blame squarely on the pro-cartel Democratic Party. Let's be clear about what they're asking us to understand and believe. Democrats are saying You can't deport them. You can't detain them. You can't prosecute them. The only thing you could do per a Democrat is to release them into the interior without any ramification for what they've done by breaking our laws. It's absolutely incredible. The Democrats' policies put the drug cartels in business. They're raking in money, hand over fist, sending people to this country carrying drugs, and also the child smuggling industry. International child smuggling is up. Rush Limbaugh says border separation issue is a manufactured crisis. Of course it is. To change the subject from the IG report and the fantastic economy. Of course, what I've been telling you. The Trump economic miracle. They had to get your attention away from it. Monday on his nationally syndicated radio show, conservative talker Rush Limbaugh attributed spike in media coverage of family separation at the U.S.-Mexico border to a desire to change the subject away from the Department of Justice Inspector General's report finding wrongdoing within the agency and the positives of the American economy. It's a manufactured crisis. It's made to order to give Democrats positive momentum headed into election. The children of families being separated at the border, he said, it's an entirely manufactured crisis. This has been going on for years. It happened during the Obama administration. Nobody said a word about it. You know what this is like? This is like the Confederate monuments. They were all there under Obama. No one said a word. But under Trump, suddenly, it's the biggest issue in America, is Confederate monuments. We've got to take them down. No one thought to take them down with a black president, only with a white president. Does that make any sense? Trump says, you got to keep it all in perspective. This is about asylum seekers, folks. It's all about people attempting to invade our country, not emigrate here. We'll get more to what Rush said soon. I'm also going to get to what the celebrities said. They melt down over the border enforcement. They call Trump and Republicans like you and me Nazis, effing kidnappers. We're into the torturing of children. Can you imagine these sick psychopaths who've never done anything in their life? They'd all be pumping gas if they didn't make $12 million a film. What do they know how to do? Absolutely nothing. They know how to get on the casting couch. Empty-headed actresses and actors who'd be pumping gas and waiting tables if they weren't making $15 to $20 million a film. They think they're going to lecture me and you. War now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on the USA Radio Network as well as Newsmax TV in hour number 3. I'm your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, SOB, son of a butcher. Warrior for truth, justice, and the American way. Patriot, capitalist, evangelist, American made, proud of, and only find a war like this in the U.S. of A. Born and raised in the U.S. of A on the Bronx borderline in Mount Vernon, New York. Warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, Trump, taxpayers, and that tall, wonderful wall. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from the entertainment and low tax capital of America, otherwise known as Las Vegas, Nevada, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers, as always, in the first 2 hours of this show. And Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com and make sure you tell them. Call them and tell them how much you appreciate them sponsoring this show and signing the front of the check so you get to listen for free. 800-780-9000. Most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. There was a column out, and I'm going to write some variation of this column because it's what I've been thinking for weeks. There was a column out at one of my favorite sites, Zero Hedge, and a hedge fund big shot was saying, what if Trump is right and everyone else is wrong? And he didn't have the same general ideas inside that I have, but the general gist was the same as mine, which is, Is this what Democrats are freaking about? Is this why they're panicking? Because it turns out Trump, number one, doesn't care what they think. He didn't write that, by the way. I'm the one writing it. See, I've been trying to tell Republicans for years, you don't need to care what Democrats think. They're not voting for you. You could take their side on 1,000 issues, and you'll never get one Democrat vote. So why do you care what they think? They're never voting for you. Ignore them and do the things you know are right. And when they work, we get all the credit. So he didn't write that. He just wrote, what if Trump's right about North Korea and we're going to win? What if Trump's right about Iran and we're going to win? What if Trump's right about the economy and illegal immigrants and therefore American workers get jobs and salary raises? And he's right about all that, and it's exactly my point. Number one, ignore Democrats. What they think doesn't matter. They're not voting for you. You have no obligation to be fair. Obama was never fair in 8 years. He never did one thing I wanted in 8 years. Why should Trump listen to one word a Democrat or a liberal says? And number two, are they panicking because he's right? By cutting taxes and regulations, and next he's going to kill Obamacare. What if the American economy explodes? Well, it's already exploding. It's booming. Jobs are exploding, and the economy's booming, and GDP's booming. Every measure of the economy's booming. And that's why Trump's the most popular Republican in history. Do you know Trump's more popular than Reagan at this time? Do you know Trump's more popular than Obama at this time within his own party? Do you know Trump's more popular than JFK at this time within his own party? What if Trump's right about everything? So don't listen to these crazy Democrats. You think you're going to win over Kathy Griffin? She said to Melania over the weekend, to Melania Trump, F you, you complicit piece of shh, you know what, crap. Over the border separation policy, foul-mouthed liberal comedian Kathy Griffin attacked Melania, calling her a complicit piece of shh, you know what, and saying F you, except she used the word. You know damn well your husband can end this immediately, you feckless, complicit piece of shh. These are the foul-mouthed people that need their mouths washed out that are the Democratic Party. It came in response to Melania's statement about the separation of illegal immigrant families. Melania wrote, Mrs. Trump hates to see children separated from their families and hopes both sides of the aisle can finally come together to achieve successful immigration reform. She believes we need to be a country that follows all laws, but also a country that governs with heart. Griffin purposely spelled Melania wrong to poke fun at a tweet where Donald Trump accidentally wrote Melanie instead of Melania, and also used the word feckless as a hat tip to Samantha Bee, who called Ivanka Trump a feckless, and I won't even use the word, but it represents a woman's sexual piece of anatomy. The same Kathy Griffin who infamously held a wax replica of Donald Trump's bloody, decapitated head for a photo shoot and lost her career, that same one, is the piece of garbage saying F you to the wonderful First Lady of the United States of America. These liberals have lost their minds. When we get back, we'll have our guest Bernie Kerik here. Good friend of mine, Bernie Kerik. I had dinner with him in New York City last week, and he's going to come on the show and tell you how bad government can be. The FBI and the IG, this is what they're trying to cover up.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
USA Radio News.
A country without borders is not a country at all. We need borders. We need security. We need safety. We have to take care of our people. You take a look at the death and destruction that's been caused by people coming into this country without going through a process. We want a merit-based immigration system.
President Trump earlier today at the White House, he was delivering the keynote address at the National Space Council meeting. The president is still taking heat from both sides of the aisle regarding the zero-tolerance policy on immigration. The Senate Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing regarding the Department of Justice IG report that came out Thursday of last week. FBI Director Christopher Wray has a message for everyone working at the FBI.
Objectivity and the appearance of objectivity have to permeate everything we do.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
nice to know they're listening to you. I put out a tweet today about this issue of separating parents from their children. What a crock of crap the whole thing is. And Conservative Tribune, one of the most popular conservative websites in America moments ago, put a big story out about my tweet. And I'll tell you about it as we get into the show. I'll tell you what they had to say and what I had to say. Liberty HealthShare, by the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and even if you can't afford it, it covers almost nothing. But there's a better way, and I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. My kids, all four of them, are with Liberty HealthShare. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. You could do it right now. I did. My family is a member, and I saved $18,000 last year, and I will save $18,000 this year. Together, that's $36,000 a year over 2 years, if you can do the new math. If you went to public school, you probably can't handle that. But it's $36,000 over 2 years, and my question is, how many of you could use an extra $36,000 over 2 years? Raise your hands. I feel a lot of people raising their hands. Who can't use $36,000 extra dollars? Call Liberty HealthShare at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, so you can begin saving. 855-58-LIBERTY, and you could have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. You could have the freedom to make your own health care decisions. 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org, and thank you for sponsoring this show. We've got our guest here, Bernie Kerik. I met him for the first time. Of course, I've known him for many years because I'm born and raised in New York and went to college in New York City, lived in New York City, and Bernie was America's cop man, America's super cop. When 9-1-1 hit, it was the two great people in America were, of course, Rudy Giuliani and Bernie Kerik, his super cop, former New York City police commissioner when that nightmare of 9-11 hit and just became a superstar in the media. And now I have him here to talk about the Inspector General Horowitz's report. But here's a guy who felt the sting of government. If they want to destroy you, if they want to lie, if they want to use fake news, if they want to come after you and frame you and fix your situation. This guy knows all about it. I had dinner with him Saturday night in New York about a week and a half ago, and it was a wonderful evening. Really got to know Bernie, and I think he's a real stand-up guy, an American patriot, and I feel so terrible for what this government did to him. But he is a wealth of knowledge of how bad government can actually be. Without further ado, Bernie Kerik, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
I'm good. Thank you.
So just tell everyone real quickly before we get to the, you know, the part of this story about what's happening now to President Trump vis-a-vis the FBI and the DOJ, just tell everybody real quickly the way government, you know, kind of manipulated things to come after you and take you from the commissioner of police to a prison cell. I want people to hear kind of an abbreviated version of what they did to you, Bernie.
Well, my this whole scenario, it started 3 or 4 years after I left government. I retired. But in 2004, President Bush nominated me to take over the Department of Homeland Security. And I accepted the nomination. It was in December of 2004, and about a week later, I had to notify the president that I had a nanny, a domestic servant that I had paid cash to over a two-year period. And I withdrew my name from consideration. And that started a five-year torturous state and federal investigation that ultimately ended up with me pleading guilty to 8 felony counts, false statements and tax charges related to my kid's nanny, related to some apartment renovations. And I was sent to prison for 4 years. And I spent 3 years and 11 days inside the Federal Bureau of Prisons. And I got to see the criminal justice system from a very different perspective. Not only within the jails, within the prisons, but also the investigative process. What happens when you go through this? You know, people don't understand when you're going through an investigation like this. It's pretty much a fight for your life because at the end of the day, if you're convicted by either a jury or if you plead guilty, that conviction is a lifelong sentence that's basically there to destroy you. And I think a lot of Americans don't understand that. Look, I made mistakes. My issues were ethics and civil matters that should have been kept that way. In fact, it all started with apartment renovations in the Bronx. It was an ethics issue. It was resolved in the Bronx. There was no quid pro quo, no criminal conduct. I paid a $220,000 fine and was told that would be the end of it, only to find out, you know, weeks later that the federal government started an investigation based on the exact same thing that I had just gone through in the Bronx. So I know what it's like when they want you. I know what it's like when they want to destroy you. And that's why I find this whole thing fascinating, that Hillary Clinton can have a litany of criminal conduct found as a result of an FBI investigation, and then have the director of the FBI stand up and say no reasonable prosecutor would bring that case, when in fact, I take my word for it, I know better. And the bottom line is, this was a completely flawed investigation. It was an investigation that basically somebody threw. You know, there was no impaneling of a grand jury. There was no evidence put before a grand jury. There were no subpoenas. There were no witnesses sworn. There was immunity given to co-conspirators. Yet they still found clear obstruction of justice, destruction of evidence, and a substantial, what probably one of the most substantial breaches of security in American history, where the Secretary of State was using an unsecured server for her official emails. And we now know that that was accessed by a foreign government. So it's kind of bizarre for somebody like me to sit on the sidelines and watch this, knowing what the Bureau and the Department of Justice can do, and also watching what they did not do intentionally.
Let's compare. I think it's important. Bernie, I think it's important to compare how what Hillary did, the significance of it, versus what you did and how it affects the average American. How is my life affected by you hiring a nanny off the books? And this woman, she deleted 33,000 emails after getting a subpoena. These are crimes that no one thought was important enough to prosecute, but they came after you for having a nanny off the books? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but you know what? I have been a very aggressive advocate for a change in the criminal justice system. You know, we've evolved into a society where Congress, and I blame Congress, and I blame political leaders a lot for this, that we have moved into a criminal justice system that basically politicians weaponize, and they use it against their critics and against their opponents and things like that. And, you know, they take ethics charges, civil violations, regulatory violations. You know, we're locking people up in prison for, you know, some commercial fisherman because he caught too many fish. Or somebody enhances their income in a mortgage application. We stick them in federal prison. You know, I had a nanny that I paid cash to. These things are things that should be handled civilly or through a regulatory body. And in the Hillary Clinton investigation, these were serious, extremely serious breaches of national security. Look, we put people, a military guy, if he sends a classified email, one email, over an unsecured server, he goes to prison. A photo, one photo.
Right, the kid was on my show. Right, the one photo in the submarine.
Yeah. Well, okay. It's beyond words for me how anyone can justify that she has not been prosecuted.
But we're talking about Hillary not being prosecuted. What about the fact that they weaponized the mechanisms of the DOJ and the FBI and the CIA and I assume the NSA to go after Donald Trump? Let's grab the other half of this. When they don't want you, they make up excuses why all the serious crimes you did are non-crimes. And then when they do want you, they go make up a reason to get a FISA warrant, fraudulent circumstances, so that they can listen to you. And then once they listen to you, they try and find something that you didn't do, or which is so minor, kind of like you, with such a minor thing, and they'll turn it into the biggest issue in America. Listen to liberals and, oh my God, Trump was colluding the election with Russia. Oh, my God, he stole the presidential election. The whole thing is the biggest crock of crap I've ever heard in my entire life. When you watch this, what do you think, Bernie Kerik, former police commissioner of New York, who was hounded by government yourself?
You know, I said this the other day. I was on Fox on Saturday, and I talked about weaponizing the criminal justice system. And their target, the target today, is the president. And, you know, we have prosecutors. Prosecutors are not supposed to break the law to enforce it. And that's exactly what we've seen. They dropped the Hillary investigation, and they went off on a tangent on this Russian investigation that they knew up front was a complete farce. And then you have people within the FBI that basically say, we're going to stop him. They're going to use the power of their office to stop him from getting elected. That's insane.
It's insane, and it just shows you that our entire government's been politicized and weaponized, and it's all for the deep state, Bernie. I don't know why they chose so badly to come after you. I assume it's because they hated Giuliani so badly, and they used you as the stand-in. Is that kind of what you think?
I always tell people, if your best friend says he's going to run for president, clock him with a baseball bat. Change his mind.
Yeah, there you go. Bernie
Kerik,
you did great on Fox and Friends. We always enjoy listening to you, and I'm so glad we can have you as a guest here now on War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. I want to get you on my Newsmax TV show in the next few days, too. I'll have Andrew Paul, my producer, call you, and we'll arrange that. And we'll get you on Newsmax TV as well, because you're a voice who needs to be heard. A guy who's got great wisdom. Bernie Kerik, thank you. God bless, man. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Democrats use government in such an evil way. You know that when Obama sicked the IRS on me, he was trying to do to me what he did to Bernie Kerik. You know that was an attempt by the Obama administration to destroy Bernie Kerik's life because he was the police commissioner under Rudy Giuliani, and Rudy Giuliani was a Republican candidate for president. You know Obama had a hatred for Rudy Giuliani. You know he took it out on Bernie Kerik. You know Obama's goal in sicking the IRS on me was that when they study you, they find something wrong, and then you can't get out of it. You can't say, ooh, they picked me because I'm a Republican, but they found I cheated on my taxes. You're still going to go to jail. You know Obama figured Wayne Root cheated on his taxes, and we're going to send him to prison. And they studied every line of my tax return for 4 years and found nothing. I could be the cleanest taxpayer in the United States of America, as proven by the IRS and their henchmen who studied me for 4 years of tax returns over a three-year period. And they found nothing, clean as clean can be. But you know that wasn't their intent. They thought they'd absolutely find something. And that's what they did with Bernie. They studied his life, and they found that he paid a nanny illegally. Oh, my gosh. They were ready to put him in prison for the rest of his life for paying a nanny illegally. Are you joking? For hiring an illegal immigrant as a nanny. These are the same liberals that want illegal immigrants to be hired all over America. They want them to vote all over America. Is this crazy or what? So they didn't find any dirt on me. The IRS couldn't find anything, and that's the only reason I'm walking around free. Because only two things were going to happen. Either they were going to find dirt on me, and they were going to then prosecute me and put me in prison, just like Bernie Kerik. And as you're sitting in a cement cell, mumbling to yourself, right, as people are trying to rape you if you drop the soap, as you're doing that, you can't say, oh, they ruined me because I'm a Republican. They got you and you did something wrong, so you can't say anything about it, right? But they don't go after the Democrats. Nobody goes after the Democrats. Hillary committed real crimes of treason. Many of the Democrats have. Obama has. His IRS attack on me was a crime, a serious felony crime. He should be in jail for many years. And they don't go after them. But it was either going to be they find a crime and they put you in prison in a disgusting concrete cell with animals for many years to come and ruin your life and bankrupt your family. Or it's not criminal, it's just civil. They figured at the least they find little mistakes I made. By the time you add up interest and penalties, they'd hit me with hundreds of thousands of dollars in bills and try and destroy me. And guess what happened? They couldn't find either one of those two. So now they just made it up. Now IRS agents in the Vegas office, I hope you're listening right now. You're so lucky I'm not mentioning your names, you slime balls, you scumbuckets. I got all their names, all the IRS agents in the Vegas office who literally said I was a notch on their belt out to destroy me when they couldn't find a crime I'd committed and they couldn't find a civil offense of any kind. I didn't miss a payment of any kind. So then they decided, let's just make up things he did wrong. So then they crossed out all my deductions, 100% legal deductions, including my mortgage deduction. They tried to take away my mortgage deduction on my home that's 100% legal that everybody takes. Nobody understands what the Obama government was about. Obama's a criminal. Don't you understand that? He ordered this against me, and Judicial Watch filed for my IRS tax returns, found it, and we proved it. And still, to this moment, no one's gone to prison. But you're making Trump so angry, I predict people will eventually go to prison. They're not out of the woods yet. You wait. You wait. By the way, this segment of the show is sponsored by Bullet Blocker. If you're worried about the fact that government is an incompetent bunch of losers, and an article just came out, the average wait at DMV to get your driver's license in California is 5 hours. You want to put them in charge of your life? You want them to determine who gets in through open borders? You want them to run your health care? You want them to decide who's a criminal and who's not? The incompetent, low-life losers that work for government that give you a 5-hour wait at DMV? What a tough job. I mean, I have a tough job, Wayne Root. I manage literally dozens of advertisers every day on my radio show local, on my radio show national, on my TV show. I write columns. I run businesses. I have a tough job. I work 16 hours a day, every day, 7 days a week. How about government at the DMV? Next! How about toll takers? Put your hand out. Put your hand out. Take a quarter. Take a quarter. What a tough job. No wonder they get pensions. They're just such hard workers. Next! Next in line. What a tough job. Next in line. Can I see your ID? Next in line. Let me take a photo. Next in line. Wow. No wonder they get pensions. I get it. That's why I don't get a pension, because I don't do the tough work. I don't do the intelligent work. We leave that for government employees. 5-hour wait at DMVs, average wait at DMVs in California. And they say government is good. So if you don't want to depend on government to protect your children at school, Bullet Blocker is the segment sponsor of this show. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now he has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcases, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Gives your kids the gift of life, gives you, as a parent, peace of mind. You know your kids are going to school and they're protected like a cop is with a bulletproof vest. Go to bulletblocker.com. Enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com, the sponsor of this segment of the show and this overall show. Thank you, Bullet Blocker. Good people. Really fine people. Joe Curran, I've met him. Great guy. If you're a parent, you don't go to Bullet Blocker, you're crazy, you're out of your mind. And if you don't realize how bad government is, you're crazy and you're out of your mind. Government is evil. I'm the proof, and Bernie Kerik's the proof. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Ooh.